Well, it's 48 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on a foggy Thursday. You have any troubles getting to work there, James?
No, it's like Silent Hill out there, I will say that. Some people will get that reference, I hope.
Yeah. And for those that will not get that reference?
It's a video game that came out in the late 90s. It also had a couple movie adaptations, I believe, but the movies are very good. But the game, the first game, very it's a spooky horror game. You go into the place is called Silent Hill, and it's very foggy. And
okay.
Yeah, that's the... Or The Mist.
Or
if
The
you
Mist.
Like Stephen King, there you go. It's like The Mist.
That's even more relatable. Yeah, yeah, The Mist. That's another one. That's what I was thinking of, The Mist. So
basically, not that different.
Today's the 20th of November. We're a week away from Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
If there's anything to be ready
it's
for.
The, you know, as I get older...
You're just kind of showing up at the dinner table,
No. I mean, yes. I was doing that when I was younger, too, though.
Right.
But as I get older, Thanksgiving is, like, more and more becoming my favorite holiday.
There you go.
Which is interesting. I did not think that would change, but
that's
here
awesome.
I am. Used
there
to be Christmas. Go. I'm still a big Christmas guy, but mainly because right. of the vibes.
I
not
know.
Really because of, like, the... festivities right. necessarily, just the vibes around Christmas are always
yeah.
good.
Yeah. There you go. I agree. Good for you. I totally agree with you. Today, Dick Smothers, comedian, very funny man, is 87 today. Former President Joe Biden is 84 today.
Okay.
Judy Woodruff, broadcast journalist, is 79. Musician Joe Walsh, 78 today. And actress Bo Derek is 69 today.
Cool.
Today is beautiful day. I guess that's however you want to...
You know. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Exactly right. There's a lot of inner beauty, too, that you don't see.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Not just the outer beauty, the inner beauty.
Some people can turn that inner beauty into outer beauty, though.
Right.
They can...
That's a talent.
Express it.
Yeah. Good. It's Future Teachers of America Day. All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people I was in high school with that are like now teachers.
You're right.
And it makes sense because even back then I was like, they seem like a good person that could be a teacher. And now there's like a bunch of them.
Great.
So how about that? That's your, if you're in high school, celebrate Future Teachers of America Day because you're going to have a lot of them coming out of your high school that are
awesome.
Going to be teachers.
Awesome. Today, Great American Smokeout Day. Today?
Sure.
All right.
Like barbecue smokeout, I guess?
No, smoking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Name your PC day.
Sure.
You have a name for your PC? Let me just say, James is a keyboard fanatic.
Yeah. Not necessarily, I'm not good with PCs, though, necessarily.
Right.
There's still a lot of stuff that I need to learn to be better at them.
You like collect keyboards.
Yeah, if you're putting me in the collector class, I'm in the lower echelon. I've got five keyboards, maybe something like that.
Five keyboards, and they all do different things.
No, they all sound different.
Okay,
that's the big key. No pun intended.
No pun. But they're lighted. I mean, all the different keyboards, any possible function that they can have, James has got a keyboard for it.
The big thing is the sound, though.
You like the sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta if you want some variety, they gotta sound different.
All right. Okay. I just want it to work.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Peanut butter fudge day.
I'm not a fudge guy.
I love fudge.
Filling.
I love peanut butter. I don't like them together.
There you go.
Okay. Use less stuff. Day.
True.
Mm-hmm.
We've all become
used a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Enamored with the idea of having things.
Right.
A lot of things.
Exactly. You know, it's always been for me, you know, and I was talking to my daughter on the phone this last weekend, and she says, "What do you want for Christmas? You got to give me an idea what you want for Christmas." You know, and she goes, "And I know what you're going
to
say."
And you lied to her.
"I know what you're going to say. I have everything I need."
Yeah. You lied right to her face. Kristen, yeah. I'll shoot you a text. I'll shoot you a text because I'll be listening from here.
I did. All I want time is with her and the family.
Absolutely.
That's
no.
all I want.
He's been eyeing some rock Christmas. Stuff.
eyeing some rock stuff.
You know.
Got some in my office, too, right now. Yeah. I actually just got them.
Kristen, I'll keep an ear out for you. I'll text you.
Yeah,
I'll let you know.
They struggle with that with me because I'm not a... I just kind of do my own thing.
That's what everybody says, though. Uh-huh. But then once they get into January, you're like, oh, I wish I had blank. And they're like, well, you okay. should have told me that
I know.
About 15 days ago.
All right. So anyway, you just, you know, to me, you don't remember the things you got for Christmas.
Bob,
for
it
the
could
most
be
part.
Something as simple as
you
socks.
Remember, you exactly. I'm a very practical guy, and I like socks. I like gift certificates.
It'd be weird if you didn't like socks.
I know. So, you know, all that good stuff that you use on a daily basis.
That
okay.
counts. Anyway. Socks are a gift. And again, as you get older, you're like, oh, man, I could use some socks.
I like some better
socks. I'd kill for some socks.
All right. Okay. Reporters for the Wall Street Journal are sharing pictures and video of what they witnessed. The world's largest animal migration. It happens in South Sudan.
Mm.
6 million plus antelope, gazelle, deer, you name it, head to their seasonal home in Ethiopia. Wow.
Cool.
6 plus million is what they figure.
It's a lot of animals.
That's a lot of animals crossing the roadway, huh?
Africa, too. Africa's huge. We don't give Africa
right.
enough credit for how big it is.
I know. You know, we had the recent power outage, right?
Yeah.
8 to 11% of power outages are caused by what? Now, the one we just had wasn't this.
Oh.
But 8 to 11% of power outages are caused by?
Birds.
Close.
Animals. Of some kind.
Yes. Squirrel.
Yeah. That makes sense. They're trying to find a spot to hide their nuts and whatnot. So they're digging into the power lines and the transformers.
Yeah. Gotta find a spot to hide those nuts. That's for sure. Hey, James, tablecloths.
That sounds way worse than I meant for it, but you know what I mean. How do I make that sound not worse?
I don't know, James, but we're going to move on from it, okay?
Okay.
Tablecloths were originally meant to be served as what? In which dinner guests could wipe their hands and eating after eating.
You just ruined it.
I know.
Napkins?
Towels.
Yeah.
Tablecloths were originally meant to be served as towels.
That makes sense.
You're right. Okay. How fast does glass move in miles per hour when it cracks?
Glass?
Yeah, glass. You know,
when it cracks?
When it cracks. How fast?
How did anybody measure this?
I know. It's all in the math,
226
man.
226 miles an hour.
How 3,000 miles per hour.
Oh.
Dang.
Interesting.
All right, James.
How did they figure that out?
It's all in the math,
sure.
man. In your life, you're going to drive how many miles?
Oh, this is going to be on the lower side for me. I'm going to shoot the under.
Probably.
In your life, probably.
In my life,
it'd be 600.
600 miles?
Yeah, that's because I don't drive a lot.
No, it isn't either.
I would say average, I'm going to say 2 million miles.
798,000.
See, this is the problem when you have me to guess things. If I overshoot it, it's a lot less interesting.
No, it's not.
700,
a good guess.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of miles. 798,000.
I'm going to be the under on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you probably will. Home here, home here, home here.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
10,000 people will do this on Christmas.
Ooh, 10,000?
10,000.
Not very many.
10,000.
Sleep. I don't know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sleep through it.
Get engaged.
See, to me, that's... You're into the Hallmark area if you're doing engagements on Christmas.
Into the Hallmark?
Yeah, like, you know, like Hallmark movies.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That's, come on. What are we
okay.
doing? What are we doing?
All right.
We don't need to do that.
Get engaged on Christmas. All right.
Did you know the entire United States?
I think that's pretty low, to be honest with you.
10,000 does feel low.
I thought it would be higher than that.
By the way, sorry, I was looking this up because I was trying to get a scale, a size. The entire United States, India, and China can fit inside the continent of Africa.
All right. Nice.
Isn't
random,
that crazy?
Nice random act there. I like that.
That's how big Africa is. So when they're talking about migration, they're like, it's a long way.
I guess we're done with the people engaged with Christmas.
Well,
once
I mentioned it, I was like, how big is it?
All right. Well, thanks for letting me know. And the rest of the listeners, now we know.
11.72 million square kilometers.
Random facts with James. Okay.
No way.
6 in 10 parents say they've done this for their kids.
Tie their shoe.
Lost a game on purpose.
Whoa, what? Oh, like a board game?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I would say my parents probably did that once or twice. We all know my mom with Scrabble. She can win or lose however she likes.
She just decides whether she's going to win or lose,
doesn't
she? I would
say if I was 11, she was probably like, yeah, I'll lose this one. Who cares? Just so he can play with me again at some point. But now here I am. I'm like, I'm never playing this game again.
I'm going to give him one.
Yeah, I'll give him one so he comes back.
All right. James has got Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Coming up, we have some fog in the area, so careful out there when you're traveling. And we're going to look for upper 40s. And then a beautiful weekend coming our way with sunshine starting tomorrow and through Monday, actually through Tuesday, with mid to upper 50s. 8 o'clock on the way. News and James with Swap Shop.